Good evening, everyone. John Carter here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. The Elmont Village Council learned a planned infrastructure project may be delayed. The project is the reconstruction of East and West St. Clair Streets. Adjustments have been made to the east end of the project to include curb and gutter replacement, and the plan is now to mill, resurface, pave, and reshape the west end of that street. During the meeting, Jarek Rose from Fleiss & Vandenbrink provided an update on that project. He reported that the project is experiencing delays which are affecting both engineering and the application for an Environmental Protection Agency grant. The work on those streets is now expected to begin in July, but further delays could push that start date to 2027, noted Rose. After learning that, the council requested to be updated on the project every 4 weeks. Also, an update on other projects was done. It was reported the old mill renovation is progressing with its new roof, siding, and a handicap accessible entrance. The improvements at the old saddlery complex are underway. And in Huron County, Kyle Lee Marks, facing a felony charge of assault by strangulation, has waived his right to a preliminary examination in district court this last Friday. This action is part of a plea offer where Marks would plead guilty to assault by strangulation and a second habitual offender charge. In return, prosecutors agreed to dismiss the domestic violence count and forego additional habitual offender notices. Marks also committed to paying restitution. The court has bound Marks over to the circuit court for arraignment, scheduled for April 27th at 9 a.m. Bond conditions remain as previously ordered. When we come back after this AVS Tech Team sponsor message and PSA, we'll get to more local news.
This is Paul from the AVS Tech Team. I'm one of the certified technicians who can help you with your computer repair and networking needs. Got a virus? No problem. Broken screen? We'll fix it. Ready to upgrade to a new PC? We've got those too. We'll even come to you for bigger projects that require on-site work at your home, farm, or business. No project is too big or small, and it's all done for an affordable price. We're offering our PC scan and clean service for only $65. That's a $10 savings and gets you a complete tune-up on your computer. So give us a call at 888-282-4943 or visit one of our offices in Pigeon or Sandusky to get your computer running at its best.
Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through April 30th, 2026.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news in Cass City, the village officials approved a community cleanup day to be on May 9th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. The collection site will be at the village's municipal parking lot behind 6505 Main Street. The council also approved hosting a collection of unwanted tires on the same day and same hours at the municipal parking lot. The tire collection is limited to 8 tires per person and no truck tires over 48 inches in height or 12 inches in wide will be accepted. Tires will be collected from Tuscola County residents, but not from business. Collection may end sooner than 1 p.m. if the truck is full. To participate, a proof of residency in Cass City may be required for the cleanup, and proof of being a Tuscola County resident may need to be required for the tire collection. The tire collection is being offered in coordination with the Cass City Police Department, Cass City Village, Tuscola County Recycling, and the Tuscola County Mosquito Abatement.
In the United States, a vehicle is stolen every 31 seconds, about as long as this message. Luckily, you can take a few easy steps to protect your car in the same amount of time. Remove your valuables, roll up your windows, don't leave your car running unattended, lock your doors, and take your keys or fob. If you have information about a crime, call the police. If you suspect insurance fraud, also call 800-TEL-NICB. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and that's been your local news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, as with your obituaries and weather, right here at thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.